This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report on devolution in the north of England. I'd ridden by Newcastle before on a train between Edinburgh and London, and mainly looked at the wide river and noted how striking it was in contrast to the old saying that defined a waste of time and effort as being like bringing coal to Newcastle. Of course, they don't mine coal anywhere around Newcastle anymore, nor is there steel and other heavy industry. The city's center is still grand and looming in a way that Pittsburgh and Detroit speak to immense wealth in the past that is still a work in progress in the present. Talking to the Acorn organizer in Newcastle, their attention was riveted on their first organizing drive in Heaton, a low and moderate income area which is still building momentum toward the launch of the organization in coming weeks. Invariably, conversations move to the problems of getting security deposits back for renters despite rules and regulations requiring that the escalating rent, damp and mold, and the myriad issues burdening tenants all over the United Kingdom finding little action or relief. The north of England has been the focus of the ruling Conservative Party's initiatives around devolution. During the Scottish election last year, more than 100 city councils had made parallel demands for increased powers along the lines the party was pledging to Scotland if they rejected independence. Now the Treasury Secretary has made a number of proposals, starting with an amalgamation in Manchester that outline what they're willing to allow. Newcastle has also made a number of steps to get in the early line for whatever might be possible from devolution. Osborne's outline is pretty straightforward. There would be a grand mayor of sorts and representatives from each of the city councils amalgamating into this form of larger or regional government, and they would have a seat on the new council. The new formation would have authority over housing, transportation, planning, and public safety or policing. Roads, schools, and garbage collection would remain with the local councils. Osborne claims he's willing to make the devolution deal with any metropolitan formation that's willing to agree to such terms and conditions. Bristol has an elected mayor, so might be eligible, for example. Given the tension on housing and the general distance of the central government and its resistance to change and isolation from pressure, this has some attraction. And, as argued to me in London recently by a former government official, the cities are going to get stuck with cuts and having to defend them anyway, so essentially they might as well get something out of the deal. Obviously, the one key thing they are not getting is the ability to raise more money. They would get the money from Treasury to pay the bills they're handling centrally, but austerity is austerity. We walked past several large parks after we left the city center, and the soaring soccer stadium crouched over the skyline. Tom Scott, one of the Acorn Newcastle's organizers, made the point that the council had announced that in the next budget there would be no money for parks. He wondered what might happen to them in the future with no maintenance or attention. Pushing the buck down the line doesn't mean that the pain won't persist until the screaming and cries are deafening. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.